Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Paul says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Isn't that absolutely beautiful? My God. I mean, it's almost like Paul is boasting in that, hey, my God, hey, my dad, hey, he can supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, there is a word here that I noticed that it says, my God shall supply all your needs. He didn't say your wants. He didn't say your wishes. I don't need that here. In fact, it makes me think about Garth Brooks and his song, "Some of God's Greatest Gifts Are Unanswered Prayers." So, again, it's not like it's a wish list that God's going to check down your Santa Claus wish list and give you everything just because he can. But God knows what's best for us, right? And he's going to give us, supply our needs. Now, there's something else that's really cool to me, and that is the context that we find this verse. If we go up a few verses, we see Paul talking about how he has learned to be content in whatever state he finds himself in, that he's learned to be abased, and he's learned, in other words, humiliated, without, been left for shipwrecked, and he's learned how to be grateful and to be thankful when he's abounding with plentiful, and how to be hungry and how to be full. And he says, all these things, he says, I can do all things through Christ which gives me strength. And then right after that, and it's almost like this sandwich. So imagine the top layer is, hey, you know, I've learned by God's grace to be content in whatever state I'm in. And then the middle layer is, he says, nevertheless, I really appreciate that even though I can be grateful and have nothing, I appreciate how you guys have cared about my needs, about what's going on for me. He says, listen, you've asked not once, but repeatedly asked how I'm doing, and not just said, hey, I'm praying for you, but how can we contribute to the work that you're doing? Obviously, you're laboring, and we share in this mission. So how can we be a blessing? How can we help? And he said, again, you didn't just do this once. You've done it repeatedly. He said, it wasn't that I wanted a gift. He said, but I appreciate it, and I'm so grateful for how God is going to bless you. But I want to, you know, I'm excited about seeing a fruit that will abound into your account. And he goes on to say, and then he talks about it being a sweet smelling aroma, acceptable sacrifice, their gift, their sacrifice, and it's pleasing to God. So when we give, when we care about other people, it's a sweet smelling aroma to God. And then Paul, so that's like the middle, you know, of the sandwich. And then the base of the sandwich is, hey, listen, and by you doing that, let me tell you something. In that context, my God, he's going to supply all your needs, every bit of your needs in Christ, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So isn't that beautiful? It's like, Paul, again, recap here. He's learned to be grateful in whatever state he's in. But at the same time, he appreciates when people are generous and they've cared about him. You know, we're all human. It means a lot when someone doesn't necessarily, prayers mean a lot, but not necessarily just, I'll pray for you. But hey, what needs do you have? You know, how can I be a blessing? And then he says, hey, listen, God's going to take care of not only me, but you guys as well. And so isn't that beautiful? All right, now let's go out there and just ask God, how can we apply these verses to our life? And I just pray that it encourages you and comforts you to serve a God that in the end will supply all of our needs. And so let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And now, if you'd like to view other episodes, you can subscribe to my podcast at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. All right, God bless.